I don't know if you remember, but there were two young people here 2 weeks ago, Grayson and Everett, and we had a story about God doing new things, right? And I asked you to give some thought, and I'm hoping the congregation gave some thought to what God might be doing in life today, in your life today. And while you say, oh, shucks, I forgot to think about that for the last 2 weeks. Now I'll think about it. I'm going to tell you a story. And it's not necessarily about what God does, but it's seeing beautiful things in life. Peter Penguin, of course. He was on a play date with Holly Hippo. I mean, they've been planning on it. Moms sometimes do, right? We'll let you go play with your friend over there. And I'm going to get some stuff done around the house. That's what moms say. And they're happy to let kids go play with their friends. You go on play dates sometimes. Go hang out with your buddies. Hang out with your friends, right? So Holly Hippo and Peter Penguin were going to have a play date. And guess what? It was raining. Well, that was a bit of a downer. I mean, who wants to go on a play date when it's raining? That means you're stuck inside all day. So Peter Penguin knocked on Holly's door and said, well, actually, I guess he probably used his beak. Knocked on Holly's door and said, hey, Holly, let's have some fun today. And Holly said, yeah, but it's raining. And Holly's mom said, come on in, Peter, inside, stay out of the rain. And Holly said, oh, we're going to be stuck inside. But Peter said, oh, but wait till the sun comes out. There'll be puddles. And Holly's mom said, what did I hear, Peter? Puddles? And Peter says, yes, penguins love puddles. We splash in puddles. We roll in puddles. We flap in puddles because mud don't stick to no penguin. And Holly was like, hippos are pretty good with puddles too. We like mud. Ho, ho, ho. Good thing it's raining. Can't wait till it stops. We'll go play in the puddles. Awesome. So that was a pretty good thing. A few days later, Peter was at home, and he was helping Mom clean the pantry. And, you know, I don't know if you have a pantry. We have a pantry, and it's got lots of shelves, and Patty puts all things really organized in there. She knows exactly where everything is. I say, Patty, where are the pickles? And Patty says, they're in the back on the left. And do you have a pantry like that? Peter's family was just like that. There was all kinds of food in there. And Peter was helping clean up. And as he was wiping the shelves, and he was trying to hold a jar of pickles, and it broke. Oh, no, pickle juice all over. And, well, got to clean it up. His mom wasn't mad. It was an accident. We were cleaning up. And just as they were cleaning up, a light came through the window and it shone on the floor. You could see all these little specks of glass glistening like diamonds on the floor. And Peter's mom said, Peter, do you see that? Look how beautiful broken glass can be. And they just looked at that and saw how the sun, it shone through the glass like a prism. And some of the glass was like red, and some was yellow, and some was blue. It was gorgeous. Here, don't go home and break glass, okay? You'd probably get in trouble for dropping a jar of pickles on the ground deliberately. But if you ever get a chance to see how the sun shines through broken glass, it's gorgeous. And Peter walked around for days, and everywhere he turned, where someone was saying, oh, it's so sad. We had a fire in the backyard, and now the grass is all dead. And Peter would say, but wait a few days, and you'll see new grass grow. There are so many beautiful things to see. We can always look at the negative, and we can choose. It's a choice for us to look at the negative, right? Or we can choose to look at what God is doing and showing in the things that happen around us. It's not always good or bad. The good or bad is how we react to it, right? It's wonderful if we see God's hand in things. So I'm going to ask you guys, because I'm going to give you a chance. You don't have to have an answer, all right, Grayson and Everett? But I asked you a couple weeks ago, if you could think of ways that God, that you see God in the world around us, how you see God acting. Do you have any ideas? Or you think he might be acting? Yeah, go ahead. Okay, I'm not sure everybody heard that, but that was beautiful. Okay, so Everett shared that he heard on the radio of a Home Depot sign where it said, don't always look at the bad things, look at the good things in life. And the lady on the radio said that that was a way that God was speaking to her about looking around at things in a positive way. Just, she must have heard the Peter Penguin story. I'm guessing. Do you have anything, Grace? No. How about you? Congregation, does anybody have something to share, something to add? How you see God is working in the world around us? Please. Thank you. It seems like such a simple thing, doesn't it? Such a simple thing. Light shining through a window. But you connect it. Even if it was a dirty window, and you come at the right time and you see the light shining, and how much greater will God's glory be? Thank you. We have a children's school downstairs, I believe. Okay. And would all you young people who want to go to children's school, come on up and we'll say a prayer together if you don't mind.